Abram, here's Brother James.
Thank you, Brother John. It's good to be coming to your place of listening, wherever you may be this evening on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. I'm just going to rejoice and be glad in it. I say we're not feeling too good in body today, but the Lord still, the Lord, it don't make no difference how I feel, He's still God. I'm glad I've been saved by His grace. Man, I'm glad that I'm serving Him. I'm glad I have a blessed hope when this life is over and to go to a better place. We all know that this world is getting in a mess from, all over. And, you know, these people today, I've sat around, I study right smart about what I hear. People studying about Israel, people studying about Iraq and Iran, and they're studying about all them nations over there, Russia, China, North Korea, South Korea, and all them are to be pitied and need the truth of God preached in them, but I'm not there. I'm right here in the United States, so I'm worried about the people right here in this United States that's dying and going to hell. So I'm going to try my best to help these here. Whatever God has got in His plans to do with this world, He's going to do it. I ain't going to change Him. You ain't going to change Him. And He never has come down here and informed me of everything He's going to do. But He did tell me to preach His word. Amen. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. So that is my job, just to preach the word of God. Now, I was sitting at the house Friday night, and you just fasten your seatbelts. I've said it several times, I hate to have to preach the way I have to preach sometimes. I don't do it to be mean. I don't do it to make people mad, but I want us to search, and I want us to look. I want us to examine ourselves and see, are we pleasing God? Bible said, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter in, but he that doeth the will of my Father. So therefore, if we're going to try to do His will, we need to take His book that His will is in and read it and try to get ourselves, with the help of the Holy Ghost and the grace of God, in the will of God. But I was sitting Friday night at the house, and I listened to a preacher on the radio. He was laying it down pretty good. And he said something that really caught my attention, and I want to preach on it today. You know, we're going through this life today. Every time you turn the news on, you pick up a newspaper, you hear a preacher preach. They're all time preaching about separation of church and state. Separation of church and state. That's about all you can hear, is separation of church and state. But I want to preach today on separation of the church and the world. Amen? Separation of the church and the world. I want to read some scriptures here. Jesus said one time, He said, upon this rock, when He's talking to Peter, He said, upon this rock I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. To start with, it don't belong to the Baptist, the Methodist, the Church of God, Holiness, or no other denomination, Mormon, Jehovah's Witnesses, or anybody else. The church does not belong to man. It belongs to Jesus Christ. You can put any kind of shingle you want to over the door, amen, and if it ain't serving Jesus Christ, it's not His church. If it ain't got His book trying to do His will, it's just a congregation, a gathering of people, but it's not God's church, amen. But the Apostle Paul said right here in Acts chapter number 20, now you remember what I'm saying, a separation of the church and of the world. Now God, when He built the church and put the church here, He said, I was the light of the world when I was here, and said, now I go away, ye are the light of the world. And the Bible said the kingdom of heaven is like unto a mustard seed, that one of the least seed herbs, seed there is when it's planted in the ground, it groweth up to be a great tree, and all the fowls of the air come and roost in it. So God meant for the church when it was here, when he went off and left the church here, he meant for the church to be the light. And God commissioned the church. He said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. He didn't say, go entertain them. Amen. He didn't say, hearing on the news this past week, where they had the car race down at Talladega, last Sunday, on the Lord's Day, they had a car race. Hey, God, and there were some 88,000 people at that car race. And I wondered, I told my wife, I said, I wonder if there was that many people in the state of Alabama that went to the house of God. No doubt of a whole lot of them people that was at that car race had their name on a church book somewhere. Amen. I bless your heart. It's time that we begin to preach, men, again one more time, a separation of the church from the world. God told them over there in Corinthians, ain't God talking about the believers and the unbelievers, he said, come out, wherefore come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. Then he said, I'll receive you unto myself, and ye shall, God, and ye shall, and I'll be your father, and you shall be my son and my daughter. Amen. He said, wherefore, dearly beloved, seeing that we have these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and all the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God hath commissioned the church to be a separate body from this world. Nowhere in this world, in this book, does God commission the church, thank God, to go out Sunday, amen, go down to a car race. Amen. Now, I may get plain this evening, I don't know, but it's time that we look, have a look at what God does. What are we doing? We are corrupting the church of the living God. The Bible said here in Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 28, he said, take heed therefore unto yourselves. Amen. Now God said, take heed unto yourselves and unto the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. And you notice what he commissioned here to do? He was commissioning to feed the church of God. Amen. He wasn't talking about getting a youth ball game up down at the church. Amen. Nowhere in the Word of God did God ever commission the church, amen, to entertain the young. Hallelujah. Thanks be unto God. He said, my house, I shall be called a house of prayer. Amen. Thank God, and you turned it into a den of thieves. You know what we're doing today? We're taking the church of the living God. Thank God, making a ballroom out of it. I'm making a playhouse out of it. I'm making an entertainment center out of it. God's house. Paul, Apostle Paul said one time, he said, if I tarry long, am I coming down north? How thou to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church, of the pillar and ground of the truth. He said, let everything be done decent and in order. Amen. We've got the house of God today where it's a community center. Everything in the world of any kind of entertainment has got to be hubbed around the church house. Amen. No more healing. No more praying. No more repenting. No more worship. Just in
entertainment in the house of God. Amen. This past week, and I didn't get to go on account of my health, but they had a camp meeting. Amen. Up in Hodgenville, Kentucky. But a man was telling me Friday night, had been up there, said a preacher. Thank God the moderator preached one morning. Thanks be unto God on putting on the whole armor of God. I say, is walking down the aisle. I just a preaching. Amen. They wasn't trying to entertain. Well, I feel a Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm walking down the aisle, a little 8, 9, 10 year old girl. I sitting on the end of the pew. I said, while he's a preaching, reach down and shook hands with that little girl. I said, she come off of that pew. I shouting all over out of the house of God. And you said, what have we got for our young people today? I'll tell you what we need. Back in the house of God again. Somebody need to go and get the Lord and bring him back. Get him back in the house of God. Hallelujah. We don't need entertainment. We don't need puppets. We don't need Halloween parties. We need God back in our churches. One more time. Amen. I said it several times a few years back. Me and my wife was at a meeting. They had an altar call. And you scare people to death today. Hey man, now you have an altar call at church. They just want you to come forward and shake hands with a preacher. But when I first started out, before I started out, they opened the altars in the church. Hey man, the altars would be full of people praying. Hey God, the aisles would be full of people praying. Thank God they'd be down between the pews praying and seeking God. But that's a thing of the past anymore. And friend, I'm saying we need to have a separation of the church and the world. Hallelujah. We was at a service several years ago. Hey man, they had an altar call. And people gathered around the altar, the whole church. I gathered around the altar and they begin to weep. They begin to cry and call on God. Amen. Now somebody say, you're a fanatic. You better believe I am. Amen. I've seen things happen in days like that. I've seen people healed. I've seen sinners saved. Amen. I bless your heart. And here was this young girl, about 8 or 9 year old. She stood up and put both hands right straight toward heaven. I shouted to the top of her voice. She didn't need a Halloween party. She didn't need, amen, a ball game. I didn't need a prayer room. I fastened back how they called children church. She had got in this under the spout. Where the glory come out. I'm saying our young folks today, I need to see the moving of the Holy Ghost again in our midst. Amen. I bless your heart. Ain't gonna warn you the way I thought. Thank God. The Bible said, for I know that after my departure shall grievous wolves enter in among you. I'm not sparing the flock. I'll ask you today if they ain't grievous, blood sucking, throat cutting wolves entered into our churches today. Amen. Sucking the blood out of our people. Sucking the Spirit of God right out of our churches. We're too interested in being entertained. This is the most entertained generation that I've ever seen in my 70 years of being on this earth. Amen. Ain't God all I do got to have entertainment. You turn with me now back to the book of Matthew. I bless your heart, and I start with verse number 19. I want you to look here. Amen. I'm just going to get verse 24. Read here. You read back to our 19, come down and read 24. Amen. Because there's something over in Luke that I want to get to. Amen. Time's getting by so fast. He said, no man. Verse 24 of Matthew chapter number 6. No man. Amen. Can serve two masters. Now that's what God said Himself. No man can serve two masters. And you can't serve this flesh with entertainment and serve a holy God at the same time. He said it just cannot be done. Hallelujah. One tether of them is going to have to go down. I'm afraid the spiritual man to die. Amen. The natural man taking over. Just a few days. It won't be long. Just a few days. The trick or treat, trunk or treat, devil worship. I'll be all over this county. In the name of Jesus. Thank be unto God. It's devil worship. We need to realize we're not serving devils. If we've been born again, we're serving a true and a living God. I know this ain't proper. I know that. Hey man, I hate to have to preach this way. But it's time we preach the separation of church and world. Hey man. Ain't God back whenever I was a kid, church there in the community. Where I was at. Kind of where they get out there and throw tailspins in the parking lot. Hey man, throw gravels and bust the vinyl siding. Bust the windows, throw beer bottles, liquor cans, beer cans, and liquor bottles all over the place. I break into the church and steal stuff out of it. Brother, back when I was a young man, there was enough God in the churches in them days. Amen. So there wouldn't be nobody drinking around the church. I didn't even lock the church house doors. And there wasn't nothing come up missing. You know what we've got today? We've got a church that's dead. Twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Amen. For the devil itself has not appeared to wade right in it. If we don't get back to God and get full of the Holy Ghost one more time and let Him direct us, we've got problems. Amen. The Bible said no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Amen. You look at this part, this statement. You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot have a worldly church and have the Holy Ghost. You can't have the Holy Ghost and have the world in it. Amen. There might be some kind of spirit there. But God bless your heart. I'm going to tell you something. We better wake up to the reality. One more time, we're headed just as straight to judgment as we can go. And God's left the church here. Amen. To be a light in this world. God left the church here. To preach the gospel. God left the church here. Amen. To be a light to this world. God left the church here. For a place. That a sinner can come to. And find rest for his soul. But the world has moved in the church. We need to preach a separation of the church and the world. Now you look in Luke 16. Amen. I never noticed this the last night sitting there and reading in the Word of God. Luke 16 and verse number 13. Now the Bible said no man can serve two masters. Or either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Now God ain't playing. God's mean exactly what he said. And I got to reading that last night. And I got to looking down through there about the rich man and Lazarus. Amen. That's a good example as I ever seen. Amen. Of serving God and serving mammon. You see Lazarus here, the Bible said he was laying at the gates of the rich man. Half a royal gate. Desiring to be fed from the crumbs. That fell from the rich man's table. Amen. He was a serving God. He wasn't serving mammon. Thanks be unto God. He had God in him. Well, hallelujah. Had God in his soul. I'm telling you right now, our young people, I need to see some experiences. Our mamas and daddies, our grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, and the house of God, experiencing again an old time move of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Instead of amen, Santa Claus. Where did that come in anyhow? It's not in this Bible. Amen. In the Easter Bunny. Where did that come in at? It's not in this Bible. I mean, we've got everything in the world today to entertain. I'll tell you what will entertain our young folks more than anything in the world. If we just get the Lord Jesus back in our midst again. How you say, preacher, we've got to have something for the young folks. I read in the Word of God where Jesus was sitting one time and the young children come. Our young children come up and sat down in his lap and he blessed them. Our friend, our young people, all we need is God back in the house again. Get a separation of church and world. Amen. Get the world out there where it's supposed to be. Get God in the house like he's supposed to be. Amen. Our young people, hallelujah. You might go through one of these 12-step programs. How to get them off of alcohol. How do you know how many steps it took me? It took me one step. I just repent. And God delivered me. God delivered me from alcohol. And friend, our young folk today, how you look in this town that we're in right now. Amen. They've got saloons on every corner. And said they're building, selling alcohol. Amen. For account of our young people's education. They're not worried about our young people. All they're worried about is money. If they was worried about our young people, they'd have a church house and some men of God preaching the Word of God and saying, I don't care what you got, God can still deliver in this day. I'm preaching on separation of church and world. Amen. There was a separation right here. This poor man, nowhere in there. Mammon means money or riches. He wasn't serving that. He is serving God. Amen. But very next thing said, and there was also a certain rich man. You read after him, the Bible said he fared sumptuously every day. Now Lazarus served God. And he had an angel for pallbearers to take him home when he died. How the rich man served mammon. Bible said he fared sumptuously every day. Hallelujah. Had no need for anything. I wouldn't doubt maybe because he wasn't a church member. I wouldn't doubt maybe he churched the ball team down at the church house, coached it. I wouldn't doubt, thank God, but he wasn't the one to put on the bread suit and beard to be Santa Claus. I don't know. Amen. I can't use your imagination, so I use mine. Amen. I don't know what he done. But I do know he was serving mammon. But it come time for God to call his number. God told him a time to be no more for you, friend. And the Bible said, and he died. Hallelujah. said he was buried. And in hell he opened his eyes. Being in torment. I'm saying right now for him. Preachers, listen to me out there in radio land. I'm not on your case. I'm trying to encourage you. I'm trying to help you. To look around us at all of our kids. Amen. Stealing, popping dope. Amen. Ain't God getting tattoos. Ain't God studs in their tongues. Everything in the world going on. And a lot of them's going to the church house. Thanks be unto God, we're trying to serve God. And mammon both. We need the church one more time. To have a separation of church and world. Get the world out of the church. Amen. The church is in the world. Thanks be unto God. But it is not. To be doing like the world. It's to be different from the world. I'm supposed to be able to walk up and down out of the streets of this city and tell the folks it's lost that there's a Jesus Christ and God sitting on the right hand of the Father to make intercession for them. I'm preaching on separation of church and world. Amen. You know this Lazarus, he is separated from this world. He is separated from mammon. And you know the rich man, he was separated. He was separated from God and anything that had to do with God. Amen. The 99th thing to look at is the outcome. I don't know when I'm going to die. It may be today. I may not never live to get back home. I don't have no idea. God hadn't told me, and I'm not worried about it. But I'm going to say this. I'm going to go down swinging with all I've got. I'm trying to get us as God's people. How to get our nose out of the world. And when we go to church, let's pray at home. Hey man, let's kick that TV out in the yard. Let's kick that computer out in the yard. And you tote around your pocket, call a cell phone, stomp it. Hey man, find you a place and pray. Which is more important? Entertainment or kids dying and going to hell? Which is more important? Ain't God you having fun? Our kids are going to hell. I'm preaching on that better be a separation of the church and the world. No way in that Bible do I find anything where they entertain young people except in Proverbs. The Bible said he that spareth the rod hateth the child. If he couldn't make a mind, why am I out? Amen. Get them under control. I bless your heart. We need a separation. All right. I'm not from the government and church. I'm the world need to be separated. I'm from the church. God bless your heart. You just continue to read on. Hey, so much of this I can't even get to the surface of it. My friend, people are dying, going to hell, and all the church is interested in is entertainment and pleasure. Hallelujah. You let them call and all day singing and dinner on the ground. Ain't God, everybody in three counties will be there. You let them call a Monday night midnight prayer meeting. If the one that calls it goes, he'll be the only one that's there. What's that telling you? It's telling me we need a separation out of the church and the world. We need to come out from amongst them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Well, I see our time coming gone. At this time, we'll turn it back to Brother John.